Welcome to episode 40 of the Nerd Extravaganza podcast, where all of our co-hosts are beautiful and know a lot about video games. I'm Tom.
I'm Rick.
I'm Brian.
And I was referring to our co-hostesses, of course, whose voices you have never heard because they don't exist, but that's a little bit beside the point. Though it is it bears some resemblance to our topic tonight in that we are going to talk about something that will soon not exist, that being the G4 cable network. But before we get to that, before we get to the grim business of sending that once awesome gaming network off into the sunset, we should let you know what we've been doing since last sunset. That was kind of strange. But anyway, time for the weekly geekly roundup. And, you know, just shooting from the hip here, just to mix it up, why don't you go first, Brian?
So, I realized that I'm paying $8 a month and watching Polar Bear Cafe pretty religiously, but I have access to like 8,000 other shows. So I started watching some other anime.
And
so far I can't really recommend that.
Oh man, no.
Not off to a good start, man.
Now is that just on Crunchyroll? Because I know in general you're an anime fan, so
I haven't actually watched a lot of anime in a couple of years.
Okay.
And I think the new, like, style, maybe? Maybe it was just a rotten show, but I hate the, like, incredibly thin, like, emasculate main character, like, just completely horribly wishy-washy. It's just not working for me, so I'm gonna try something different, and I'll report back next week.
57 animes and nothing's on. How germane to our topic tonight.
Shit.
Did the Ren Faire that opened last week. I was there. Can't say I enjoyed it as much as Camelot Days. I saw a lot of anime cosplay there, which I think it's becoming a little too broad a net.
Huh. Ye old China man.
I wouldn't care if anime cosplayers showed up at my funeral, to be honest with you.
It's just really weird. It's such a catch-all. Like, I mean, you know, I am a purist and I want, you know, a Ren Faire, but like people just show up. There was an Assassin's Creed guy. I don't even know which one. Zoltar, one of them there. There was a Hetalia character whose nation I couldn't name.
Does that conclude your update, sir?
Yeah, it does.
Over to you, Ricky.
I'm back in Skylanderville.
Oh boy.
It's awesome. I honestly, man, I love this goddamn game. It's so fucking good. It's so good. That's all I can say about it, is that it's good. It looks good. It's funny. It moves well. It's just the controls, everything, man. Today, I scored my last two Skylanders. I was looking for the last two giants. One's a big whale and the other one's like a monster with a giant eyeball. And I scored those, so that brings my total of Skylanders up to 48 or 49, something like that. But I've got everyone that's available, that's out for the game I'm playing. I didn't go back to Series 1. I only picked up the Series 1s that they didn't make Series 2 versions of. So basically, I have a sweet-ass collection, and I've just been grinding away, man, and fun. Like, I get a new character, I pop him on there, I'm like, oh, well, let me run some heroic stuff with this guy. So, ooh, he needs better armor. So I'll go in, and I'll run a couple of quick, like, they're like skill challenges. Oh, this guy's too slow, he needs some more speed. So, dude, I just been, like, achievement whoring and grinding to get these guys' stats up, and it's weird. I think for the last 4 days, literally Saturday, I played for like 12 hours, and I'd never even left my home base ship. I was literally just doing like battles and heroics and just all the fun stuff that I like to do in games. Just the monotonous grind is awesome in this for me. I'm not bored. I absolutely fucking love it. And then other than that, I finally said what I was going to do the last couple weeks. I kept saying I'm going to start up my Crunchyroll. Well, I realized that if I go to the website for Crunchyroll to sign up for my trial, your free trial, it's only 14 days. If you do it through the Xbox app, it's 30 days.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was pretty sweet. So I signed up for that, and I've been Polar Bear Cafe-ing.
Badass.
And, yeah, dude, just between, like, the sarcasm, wit. I honestly don't know if that show is so smart that it's awesome, or it's so childish and just foreign and I don't get it, and that's why I think it's awesome. Like, I don't know, man, but it's fucking badass.
It is. I think the appeal, Rick, is it's just damn funny. It's just universally funny.
Yeah, it's. I think it's that not going out of its way to be funny is what makes it hilariously funny. I don't know. And every time they go back to the don't suck me up with the moms trying to get him with the vacuum cleaner, I lose my shit, dude, every time.
Yeah, it's rare that something has me, even if I'm in a room by myself, laughing out loud, but that show doesn't, so.
Yeah.
Glad we're all on board with that. Mine will be brief. This week I did not have any fishy bites at McDonald's, I'm afraid, as delicious as I'm sure those are. Instead, I went with Brian to the Renaissance Fest, where I had a great time. I agree, I kind of liked Camelot Days a little more for some reason. I think I like the small quaintness, the smallness and the quaintness of it, as well as the fact that it's in a more wooded area, which just seems very realmy to me. Apart from that, more Final Fantasy 13. Been playing some more Borderlands with Brian. Tried out an online game that recently went free to play called Terra, which we will hopefully be giving quality treatment in an upcoming episode. Fun game, kind of an online action RPG. You actually have to target your enemies and like swing at them, which is neat.
Swing to miss.
Yeah, I mean it's. I don't mean to overstate how much you have to target them. You pretty much always hit. You either hit or miss, but it's not super difficult targeting. But yeah, that's a pretty cool game. Cool graphics, and I played like a. I play a little panda bear. That way, I don't have to go back to World of Warcraft to play a panda bear. It's always been my dream to be a panda bear.
And own your own cafe.
And own my own cafe. I have been watching more Polar Bears Cafe. I had a rare win. I got my hands on a rare Wii game called Xenoblade Saga, which was a GameStop exclusive. They were sold out all over the place down here. And so my friend up in Georgia, Donnie, was able to find a copy at a GameStop up there and have it shipped down to me here at a GameStop down here. By the time I'd gone to pick it up, they had gotten like 5 calls from people who found out that because they took it into their inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So people like were, I guess, monitoring their inventory, and as soon as they got one in, people were calling left and right trying to buy it. Probably to put it on eBay like a bunch of jerks. So I'm glad they didn't get it.
So is this a new game or an old game?
It came out toward the end of last year, and it's like a JRPG that, as I said, is a GameStop exclusive and only released in a certain quantity. So, of course, the opportunists are buying them up and putting them on eBay for a premium.
Yeah.
And if I couldn't get a copy for a normal price, I just wasn't going to have it because I will not let them profit from that. It was felt like a moral victory to get my own copy at normal price, so happy about that. And as well, I've got some exciting news for you guys. I got a piece of quality feedback from a fellow named Jordan, South Florida geek par excellence.
Holy shit, a live listener?
a live listener.
Wow, awesome.
Sent a little feedback our way. Basically, he listened to the Super Bowl for Super Geeks episode, liked it, and fired off with some commentary. He basically said that what we are looking for as a Super Bowl for Super Geeks is encapsulated or approximated by an anime called Redline. And I linked you guys the trailer, and we all watched it. And it seems to have a lot of the ingredients we want, or that we would want in a Super Bowl for Super Geeks, that being, if I can quote his feedback directly, in all capital letters, it has robots, aliens, crazy cars that are running on anti-gravity, and very Akira-like monsters. I think that kind of sums up what we were going for with our Super Bowl for Super Geeks, so I was happy to receive that feedback from Jordan, who, in addition to being, he knows about monsters because he's a devoted kaiju collector, if you know what that is. In addition to that, he and his brother used to run a gaming con down here called GameFlex. So this is a man with awesome geeky bona fides, and I was happy to receive his feedback.
Awesome. Yeah. And I will say, like, everybody knows I'm not the most swayed or giant anime fan, but the trailer that I saw for this movie looked absolutely badass.
To quote Jordan again, it is an amazing eye orgasm.
I read that in the email and was kind of like, we'll see. But yeah, it is. I agree.
Yeah, I'm still wiping stuff that's dripping out of my eye off and feeling a lot of shame. So gross. Oh God, I want to say cut that, but I want to say don't. So with that said, some awesome feedback. Hopefully, we can garner more with tonight's interesting topic. I feel like we should have like a big announcer voice. Interesting topic, but we don't.
I do that again, and I'll make that happen.
Okay. With tonight's interesting topic. Cool voice effect that we came up with. Thanks, Rick. Thanks to your sound engineering, we now have cool segment intros.
You're welcome.
Or that could have just been me, which it was. Tonight's interesting topic is the imminent demise of the G4 television network.
Bye, G4.
Bye. You were the only reason I still watched cable. For the most part. Well, Walking Dead, too. But yeah, bye, G4. How you guys feeling about that?
I gotta say, I'm not really surprised. And part of me is happy to see it be put out of its misery. And part of me, because it's never been what it once was, which I'm sure we're going to talk about. But just the fact that I couldn't take watching Cops anymore. Anytime I wanted to watch something on that channel, there just wasn't something to watch. Couple of things that were still there, like X-Play, and you know, some coverage of E3 and CES and stuff like that was always really cool. But I don't know, for the most part, I'm not surprised as to it being finally taken out back and shot. But sad, I'm still sad. Even though it sucked, at least it was something, because something's better than nothing, which is what we're left with.
Yeah, there's now no like a geek-focused channel left on TV.
And I think the saddest part is that we went from having, you know, even though it did become kind of pseudo gamerish, it was still in the right idea, I guess. But now it's being replaced by douche TV.
Yes. What's the real TV? Axe Body Spray channel or something? What's it called?
Esquire. So ugh. Esquire Men's Magazine is rebrand. At first, everyone thought it was just going to be a rebrand, but it's a full-blown rebuild everything.
It's a reboot.
Yeah, a reboot. They're gonna keep a couple of shows, but for the most part, they're flushing everything down the toilet and starting new.
They're mainly focusing on metrosexuality and lameness, I think, is their main.
Yeah.
Like, we don't like this.
There'll probably be some segments on how to effectively groom your back hair, clean the wheels on your BMW using the same hair gel product, stuff like that, and some cooking shows. And then, you know, why throw everything away when you can keep American Ninja Warrior or whatever the hell it's called?
For some reason, Ninja Warrior fits on that channel, along with a lot of MMA, I think. They need to throw some MMA on there.
Yeah, that'll and be
then cool. Then they've got you know, some manscaping tips, some MMA, some Ninja Warrior, and...
some cops.
Some cops. Definitely some cops. More cops. Not enough cops. I it's not like I can't go outside and actually see cops live in my city or something, where they film half the episodes. Yeah, let's have some more cops.
And then they're backing it up with an app that you can kind of get, you know, behind the scenes stuff on the shows, like how to drop a roofie 101 and stuff like that.
I heard they had this app thing where if you use the front facing camera on your smartphone, it'll shade in your abs with different color makeup, because they make makeup for abs now. So yeah. Like to really, really draw some nice shadows in there, gives you a nice cut.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. So date rape tips and how to fake your profile pictures. All kinds of helpful shit. Way more, you know, stuff that's way more interesting than, you know, what's coming out on the gamer scene or maybe some cool sci-fi movies or,
yeah. Oh,
you know,
God, yeah.
you know, game reviews. I mean,
yeah, that's crap.
How to buy the tightest shirt possible without looking fat. Helpful tips that people need to know. All right, well, we went from a nice eulogy-driven show to a shit fest on the new owners. So why don't we get back on topic and discuss this demise?
Let's do that. So all right, we vented. Our nerdy rage has vented. Yes. Why don't you know what? You and I have been really banging hard on the striped-shirted douchery of this new channel, Rick. Let's have Brian come in with some positive thoughts.
I'd like to. I really would, but I can't. I live in a weird little community, and we basically have like the worst power system and the worst cable system and horrible internet. I never had G4 when it was good, and I always lusted after it. There's no other word for it. I wanted G4 so bad, and I called like once a month. I called the cable company, get G4. Could never get it. Never got to see one of the cool episodes, one of the cool series. The day it finally was announced for my station, I guess the reason it became cheap enough for my carrier to buy it is because they made all of the changes. So I got it, and it was like a fucking 24-hour cops marathon. So I feel a lot like G4, like people in books feel about the member of their party who decided to join the evil side and had to be put down later in the...
Nice.
He used to be one of us, but...
Yeah, I remember, like, even before I got it on my cable, I was lucky enough to at least see it when it was still good, but, and I know I'm dating myself here, but I do it all the time. Getting Tech TV and G4 was, I hadn't seen that type of excitement or been involved in that type of, oh, this is going to be badass, involving television since the days of writing petitions in high school to get MTV on your local cable. Real, like old real MTV. Yeah. So, I mean, it was exciting, dude, and it was awesome. And it was current, it was informative. Tom, you saw Tech TV, correct?
Yeah. I'm actually gonna follow up with my own kind of story about this, but yeah, I am familiar with Tech TV.
Tech TV was done from beginning to end. It was done right, it was done well, it was perfect. I have to say that it was pretty perfect. It was right on the level of techy enough to be informative, but mainstream enough to be helpful to, you know, kind of bring people in. Well-rounded and fantastic. So it was a shame to see that go, but at least we still had the game part of the channel, which was awesome for
especially
a while.
Especially if you liked white trash and ninjas.
Well, that's the thing. All the Tech TV stuff got replaced with cops and ninjas. And then it just, you know, much like MTV started to play less and less music, G4 started having less and less game time stuff.
And more white trash and ninjas, which then came together in a new show called White Trash Ninjas. I don't know if any of you have seen that. It's terrible.
And I hear that Seth MacFarlane is going to be making an animated version of that. And that, too, will also be on every channel. So that's the thing that was the worst about it. And I know we're going to get into this later, but just to finish up this extra rant that I'm having, is not having just game content TV on there was fine, but don't regurgitate the same after-hours bullshit that 72 other channels are already putting on at the same exact time.
Yep.
I'd rather see reruns of previously viewed old game reviews. A game review from 3 years ago is still more informative and entertaining to me than another episode of Cops that I could watch on TBS or Fox or this or that or this or that. So, I'm done. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, yeah. I my history with G4 follows like a similar trajectory. It was kind of part of my life. I'd gotten out of the military, I'd gone to school, I'd finished school. I was roommates with this guy, with a couple of dudes, and we were trying to get It was like the last roommate situation before I bought my own place and like was a real boy, you know what I mean?
A real man.
Yeah, you know? And we called the cable company and like, no, we don't have G4, we don't have G4. Well, he moved first, and where he moved, they had G4. And he's, I have G4 and I have Tech TV and I have all these channels. There's like the Science Channel and a Sci-Fi Channel. I'm like, whoa, digital cable's awesome. Because I hadn't been sold on digital cable. I mean, this is really dating myself and G4, I guess. But I hadn't been sold on digital cable. It was just, what is it, 150 more channels of crap? Well, shortly thereafter, I got my own place. And I got digital cable. And I had G4. And I had Tech TV. And I had, like, I think there was a channel that was just called Science. And, all these specialty channels. I'm like, there's more TV than I could ever watch now. And I would put G4 on, and it was so early in G4's life, I think they didn't have programming. So they would show the same shit over and over, and they would just show clips of games and with like music set to them, as I recall. And I loved it. I fucking loved it. Because I just knew there was more to come, more goodness to come. And then when I went over to Tech TV, it was a much more fleshed out channel with people talking about gadgets. Like that, I love that show. I like what was Laporte's show called? Screensavers or whatever.
Yeah, the Screensavers.
I love that freaking show, man.
Yeah, and that's mostly the show I was referring to as well, by the way.
But you know, I had TV was awesome, and I was really like, I hadn't been that excited about TV. Like I remember when we first got cable, I thought we'd entered the future. It was like, whoa! And I was feeling like almost that excited again, right? Because now this was like my own pad with my own cable. Like, this is awesome. And so G4 was like really instrumental in like, I got it in my life at a time full of possibility. And it felt like cable was full of possibility. And yeah, over the years, you know, for a while it got good, and it was solely devoted to gaming, and it had not one but two, like, you know, flagship shows, X-Play and Attack of the Show, and it was great. And then the cop shit started to infiltrate, and I never really liked watching Cops when I had to with my dad when I was a kid, and I don't like watching it now. And the Ninja Warrior thing, I think they might have started with like showing the Japanese Ninja Warrior or some similar show, and it got so many positive ratings that they decided to do an American version. That's great. Put that over on Spike or something. You know, that doesn't really belong on G4.
Right.
And it's just a shame. I know I'm kind of restating a lot of things you said. G4, like a lot of other channels, just became like a clearinghouse for like just syndicated shit programming. So here's Cops. No banging on McFarlane, but here's another venue for, you know, Family Guy. Here's another way to watch Golden Girls. You know, they just
shoveled. Yeah, Golden Girls would have been a welcomed addition. Yeah.
But I think what happened to G4 is symptomatic of what happened to digital cable. It went from like a channel for every interest to like 50 channels to just distribute, you know, friggin' Small Wonder and whatever.
It's really weird that the stuff that gets put on these channels, it's like, this is a specialty channel, but they're showing the same stuff you could watch on your mainstream channels. So what's the point?
Because it's like,
I mean, I get it. They're cheap to purchase, and
right,
it's viewership. But right.
It's bought and paid for shit that they own the rights to, so let's just air it. Why are we spending money on original programming? So, you know, you want to put on Court TV and watch a court case? Well, here's Benson.
Right.
Because we own the rights to that show.
And you know what? I mean, if they have to do that, that's one thing. You know what I mean? But because you figure, well, if it's on 15 different channels, why are you going to watch it on G4 instead of TBS or instead of Fox? Well, the thing is because you become attached, or, you know, you kind of have an allegiance to the channel based on other shows.
Yes.
That are on there. And for a while, that did work.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden, like Attack of the Show. Attack of the Show was a pretty good show for a long time. Have you watched it recently? I mean, now it's just like, it's super fake in every way. You got these chicks on there who are obviously like, you know, spokesmodel type chicks wearing scantily clad outfits, which is fine. I mean, who doesn't want to look at that? But at the same time, it's almost insulting to actual girl gamers and girl geeks and nerds that are into this shit. And I'm not even a chick, and I find it offensive. It's like, oh, let's just throw some TNA on here and try to get viewership up. So the legitimacy of the content that they did keep went way downhill, is really my point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that started with Olivia Munn, who did a good job of faking it for a long time. But yep. At least you had
Morgan Webb.
Yeah, you had Morgan Webb, she's legit as far as I can tell, and I think she's got like cred in the community. She's always struck me as really knowing her stuff. So I guess at the end of the day, no matter what your subject matter is, you're still a cable company run by like entertainment execs, right?
Right. And
they're gonna run it accordingly. Fucking, it just annoys you, man. You put on History Channel and like Different Strokes is on. It's irritating.
Yeah, this isn't just a shitting on G4 by any means.
Like Different Strokes has its place, but not, you know.
Yeah, on TV land where it should be.
Right. Right. But you know, in all seriousness, the places that have the channels that have tried to stick to their mission, like History Channel, why am I watching like Storage Wars or some similar crap on History Channel? What is that? Or no, Pawn Stars or something like that.
Because they're
that happened in the past.
Right.
They're historical items.
This junk was new in the past, so now American Pickers is on the History Channel. Here you go. So historical items. It's just moronic.
That was the only game channel.
Well, yeah.
Do you think we're going to see anything new, like, rise from these ashes somewhere else?
Not along the trajectory we've been going, because G4 itself was an amalgamation of what was formerly TechTV and what was formerly G4 into G4 TechTV, which I guess just became G4 eventually. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, Brian. You think a Phoenix could rise from the ashes here, or is cable just getting more and more watered down with Murder, She Wrote reruns?
Doesn't Spike actually host the gaming awards like every year? I think that's the best we're going to get.
Yeah, I never watched Spike because it's Spike.
Unless Star Wars is on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't notice the Spike logo until after I notice episode one is on, which I hate but still watch. Brian, you don't see the cable exec sitting around being like, boy, we need better programming. What are we doing?
We need better programming to appeal to this diminishing market.
You know what I would like to see? Because I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, if that one went away after this amount of time, I think anything we do get may be picked up on the Spike network. Because, like Brian said, they have the video game awards there. So, you know, if we're going to get a half-assed show here or there, that's probably where we're going to see it happen. But I'd like to see, like, Xbox or PlayStation take... do you ever watch, like, the Majors Minutes and stuff like that on Xbox? They do the video clips, and they're, like, either game reviews or hints or tips or whatever. I mean, it's usually a little bit more on the paid advertisement side of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of it's pretty informative. I mean, when I first got my Xbox, it's one of the things that really hooked me to it. But you're looking at little tiny segments that are 2 or 3 minutes long. I'd like to see an Xbox TV show come up that you can only watch on your Xbox, and it's a weekly show, half an hour, an hour, and like get it that way. Even if it's showcasing what's new this week in Xbox, but don't do it in a quick 3 minute, here's what's available, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's go in depth. Let's get like an X-Play style game once or twice, you know, once a week or twice a month on the Xbox video channel. That'd be badass.
I'd dig that.
Well, I think, and we may have discussed this in the past, I think streaming services in general, to include, you know, platforms that where you can consume streaming content like gaming consoles, might be stepping into that role of providers of niche content. And I think the cable companies, intentionally or not, are seeding the niche market to what in the future are going to increasingly be their competitors, right? So I think. Yeah, man, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Our best hope of niche programming, of targeted programming, are outlets like Xbox Live.
Dude, I wouldn't even be opposed to the idea of G4 just becoming a Xbox video app channel.
I'd watch it.
Dude, no new content. You can just go through the archive of everything they've already got and watch what you want.
Help pay the people. I mean, Xbox, in the case of Xbox Live, they make enough money. You know, they actually bring it, they have a revenue stream, so they could, hey, we are now the official home of G4 or Gamer TV. Or
I think the problem with that may be because sometimes they spotlight a PC game, a PS3 game. You know what I mean? There's other avenues, and I think that lends a lot to the show itself. The fact that it's
not just
Xbox centric.
Well, although,
go ahead.
Then perhaps like Netflix or Hulu or some sort of just general content streaming service could pick up the show and air it. You know, because or Amazon, like these different content presenters, you know, online content presenters are all about original programming now, from what I understand. I don't know if Netflix so much, but I know Amazon, for example.
Netflix just came out with their first original content series.
Oh, so
this month.
You go. I mean, if you're a hotshot exec at one of these streaming outfits and you're looking for new programming, I know there's a lot of out of work, you know, TV nerd personalities that you could possibly employ.
I just kind of want to point out, because I think this may actually be the way of the future. You guys are pretty much describing a podcast.
You're not wrong. I guess that is the appeal of podcasts, right? You listen to what you want to hear, like the, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like I don't listen to cops podcast on purpose, and none of our listeners are subject to, you know, the bad boys, what you're going to do song when they tune into our podcast.
Oh, they will be on this episode, because that's going to be the theme music.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the success of podcasts, perhaps ours excluded, has a lot to do with the fact that people want, you know, they want to consume content based on their interests, not...
they don't want to be... People want what they want when they want it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I mean, honestly, that's why... Who listens to the radio anymore, for example? I guess we're seeing TV go the same way. Is it beginning a slow death?
I don't think it'll ever actually die. I think it's just changing. We were just talking about this with technology. I think it's going to separate. I think some people are going to go the I want to listen to podcasts about my interest route. And I think some people are going to go, oh my God, did you see whatever shit that was last night?
Yeah. Jeez. So do you think that... Do you think that it could be that the television could be... Okay, let's just say in the future, if they start losing a lot of eyeballs to online providers, you think TV could be more responsive or could offer some kind of a la carte or on-demand
programming? I honestly think they could loop Hypnotoad and tell people that was cool.
So there's a certain segment of the population or a certain subset of the population.
You have to talk about what happened on the fucking water cooler.
Okay, so they like being forced. Actually, I know people. I know a lot of people. They like being forced fed the content, and they talk about it. Yeah, yeah.
Celebrities dancing. Oh my God!
Right, it's an event.
No one cares, but they have to watch it
because they have to talk about it. Because on Thursday night at 8 p.m., you watch celebrities dancing, so you can talk about it on Friday. That's TV released on a schedule, though. You know, event based programming or whatever you want to call it. So
I don't see it going away.
I don't even know the last time I watched TV on TV's schedule. I've even gotten to the point where my Sunday routine of Fox Animation, granted I have squashed it down to just Simpsons and Bob's Burgers, but I can't stomach another fucking episode of Family Guy or that other one. And I like both of those shows, but they've just gotten to the point where they're just regurgitating stuff that they've already regurgitated six other times. So I'm done with those. But, you know, even it's gotten to the point where even, you know, Sunday at 8 o'clock, that was Rick time. I was going to be sitting in front of TV watching my cartoons, and I've even gotten away from that and just now I'll record them because now I can zip through commercials with my DVR. And that's another giant complaint that the reason why I can't watch television, I mean, the convenience factor is obviously that's a bonus, but I'm willing to invest my time to sit down and watch a TV show when it's on. But that has been killed by the amount of commercials. And the way editing is now, you'll get 7.5 minutes of a show, goes to commercial for like 9 minutes, comes back, and then 3 minutes of your 7.5 minutes is a recap of what you just watched.
Ugh.
It's so fucking aggravating and annoying that I just have given up on live television. I'll DVR it and I'll watch it when I want to. For me, I would like to see it move to the level of what you're talking about, where everything's a la carte, because dude, if I could get a la carte, I would get rid of cable in 2 seconds. Because one thing, I like to watch Food Network. I like to watch sci-fi. There's like two or three things that I end up having to pay a gigantic cable bill for. And it sucks. Everything else I watch for $7.99 a month, and it's awesome.
Yeah. I really hope things go in that direction, because the watering down of TV, which now the more I think about it, more and more mirrors the watering down of radio. It's just has made, combined with the fact, not only are they offering you worse content and less good content, then on top of the fact that you're paying for cable, they're just hammering you with ads. God, I hope things evolve away from the current model. I mean, again, there's generations of people who grew up on the you get fed on a schedule TV. Right. And as long as those folks are still out there, I don't think we're going to see a rapid departure from that model, but it can't happen soon enough.
I just think people, I think that the companies involved aren't jumping on the bandwagon soon enough.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. I mean, it's going to happen. Whether you have both avenues, that's fine. Give people the choice. But in this day and age, I really think that a lot of people are missing, people meaning business, a lot of businesses are missing out on opportunities by not paying attention to current technology, because they're not technological trends. It is the road to where things are going to eventually end up. And there's just no question about it.
I agree. And since you mentioned it can't happen soon enough for me, partially because there's certain lame horses I want put out of their misery. One of those being the once beloved, and you mentioning Family Guy reminded me of this, Rick, Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Ugh. Just end it. I really...
Yeah.
And they went with a lot of... They went in the direction of some new original programming.
That's when they were at their best, when they had all their original programming, man. And if that... why that went away, it's unlike the Cow and Chicken, the Powerpuff Girls, the Samurai... All those shows were so popular. And then rather than just continuing that road... Just like with G4, man. Just like G4 and Tech TV.
They found cheap shit to buy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They got rid of. So they had a nice split of anime and original programming to where I could watch the channel like all day, and not really have to change it if I didn't want to.
Right.
And now they buy crap. They buy like Johnny Test and stuff. It tries hard to be like. Kind of like a Dexter's Lab, but it fails.
And, Dexter, Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, so many good shows, man.
Yeah. And then, they brought back Toonami, but then put it on like from midnight till 5 in the morning on Fridays and Saturdays. Like, yay.
Now it's like 2 a.m. to 5 in the morning, isn't it?
It's pretty awful, yeah. To make more room for
They just keep punishing it.
What's on Adult Swim anymore but reruns? They're just killing me, man. So, a la carte, bring it on. Or a la something that doesn't piss me off every time I turn it on.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what else I can say without beating this dead horse at this point. I mean, fair. I'm gonna miss. I guess I'm gonna miss. I already miss G4. When G4 goes off the air, I won't miss it any more than I already miss it, because it's dead to me.
I guess that's the best way to say it.
I've been missing G4 for years.
Right. Exactly.
It's just, it is a little nice to know that it's not going to get any worse. But you know what? Those times of looking forward to watching E3 or CES or X-Play, I mean, there were some saving graces. And Morgan Webb, hats off to you. You fucking hung in there for longer than anybody I know. And you've gained our respect and admiration, and we wish you the best. Adam Sessler, you the bomb, yo! I'm grabbing the remote, and we're saying a final farewell.
I encourage all listeners to turn their dial over to iTunes, and once there, subscribe to our podcast. In addition to that, rate our podcast highly. Give it more stars than Nielsen could ever think of.
And unless you want to see us go the way of G4 and Tech TV and Cartoon Network, head on over to www.nerdstravaganza.com, where you can download the show, rate the show, stream the show, send us an email at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
And join us on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/nerdstravaganza. Crazy posts, talk about the show. We're going to do manscaping in honor of the new channel next week. It should be exciting.
Done with this shit fest. Bad boy. What you gonna do? Change the channel. That's what I'm gonna do.